Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
For any company whose business model is advertising or engagement-based advertising, meaning they care about the amount of time someone spends on the product, they make more money the more time people spend. So the game becomes, how can I throw different persuasive techniques to get people to stay, to spend as long as possible, and to come back tomorrow?
We're growing up in a Facebook, Instagram world. In other words, we're good at putting filters on things. We're good at showing people that life is amazing even though I'm depressed, right? We know that engagement with social media and our cell phones releases a chemical called dopamine. That's why when you get a text, it feels good. Dopamine is the exact same chemical that makes us feel good when we smoke, when we drink, and when we gamble. In other words, it's highly, highly addictive.
So if you look at everyone on Instagram, you might think, man, there are all these happy, beautiful people, and I'm not that good looking, and I'm not happy. So I'm a suck, you know, and that's gonna make people sad.
I think this is important for people to get, that they're not competing for your data or for money. They're competing to keep people using the product. And so when Twitter, for example, invented this persuasive feature of the number of followers that you have, if you remember, like, that was a new thing at the time, right? You log in and you see your profile. Here's the people who you can follow, and then here's the number of followers you have. That created a reason for you to come back every day to see, how many followers do I have? So that was part of this race to keep people engaged, as we talk about in the film. Like, these things are competing for your attention, that if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. But the thing that is the product is your predictable behavior. You're using the product in predictable ways. And I remember a conversation I had with someone at Facebook who was a friend of mine, who said in a coffee shop one day, people think that we, Facebook, are competing with something like Twitter, that one social network is competing with another social network. But really, he said, our biggest competitor is YouTube, because they're not competing for social networks, they're competing for attention. And YouTube is the biggest competitor in the digital space for attention.
We have created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works. That is truly where we are. If you feed the beast, that beast will destroy you. If you push back on it, we have a chance to control it and rein it in. And it is a point in time where people need to hard break from some of these tools and the things that you rely on. the short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops that we have created are destroying how society works. No civil discourse, no cooperation, misinformation, mistruth. And it's not an American problem. This is not about Russian ads. This is a global problem. So we are in a really bad state of affairs right now, in my opinion. It is eroding the core foundations of how people behave by and between each other. And I don't have a good solution. You know, my solution is I just don't use these tools anymore. I haven't for years. It's created huge tension with my friends, huge tensions in my social circles. If you look at, like, you know, my Facebook feed, I've posted maybe 2 times in 7 years, 3 times, 5 times, it's less than 10. And it's weird. I guess I kind of just innately didn't want to get programmed. And so I just tuned it out. But I didn't confront it. And now to see what's happening, it really bums me out.
We have age restrictions on smoking, gambling, and alcohol. And we have no age restrictions on social media and cell phones, which is the equivalent of opening up the liquor cabinet and saying to our teenagers, hey, by the way, this adolescence thing, if it gets you down. That's basically what happened. You have an entire generation that has access to an addictive, numbing chemical called dopamine.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Through social media and cell phones as they're going through the high stress of adolescence. What's happening is because we're allowing unfettered access to these dopamine-producing devices and media, basically it's becoming hardwired. And what we're seeing is as they grow older, too many kids don't know how to form deep, meaningful relationships. Their words, not mine. They will admit that many of their friendships are superficial. They will admit that their friends, that they don't count on their friends, they don't rely on their friends, they have fun with their friends. But they also know that their friends will cancel on them if something better comes along. Deep, meaningful relationships are not there because they never practice the skill set, and worse, they don't have the coping mechanisms to deal with stress. So when significant stress starts to show up in their lives, they're not turning to a person, they're turning to a device, they're turning to social media, they're turning to these things which offer temporary relief. We know, the science is clear, we know that people who spend more time on Facebook suffer higher rates of depression than people who spend less time on Facebook. Right? These things balanced. Alcohol is not bad. Too much alcohol is bad. Gambling is fun. Too much gambling is dangerous. Right? There's nothing wrong with social media and cell phones. It's the imbalance. Right? If you're sitting at dinner with your friends and you're texting somebody who's not there, that's a problem. That's an addiction. If you're sitting in a meeting with people you're supposed to be listening to and speaking and you put your phone on the table, face up or face down, I don't care, that sends a subconscious message to the room that you're just not that important to me right now, right? That's what happens. And the fact that you cannot put it away is because you are addicted, right? If you wake up and you check your phone before you say good morning to your girlfriend, boyfriend, or spouse, you have an addiction. And like all addiction, in time, it'll destroy relationships, it'll cost time, and it'll cost money, and it'll make your life worse.
One of the issues with social media, it's been pointed out by many people, is that I think maybe particularly Instagram, people look like they have a much better life than they really do.
Right.
So
by design.
Yeah, people are posting pictures of when they're really happy. They're modifying those pictures to be better looking. Even if they're not modifying the pictures, they're at least selecting the pictures for the best lighting, the best angle. So people basically seem, they're way better looking than they basically really are.
Right.
And they're way happier seeming than they really are. So if you look at everyone on Instagram, you might think, man, they're all these happy, beautiful people, and I'm not that good looking and I'm not happy. So I'm a suck, you know, and that's going to make people sad. So when in fact, those people you think are super happy, actually not that happy. Some of them are really depressed. They're very sad. Some of the happiest seeming people, actually some of the saddest people in reality. And nobody looks good all the time. It doesn't matter who you are.
No. It's not even something you should want. Why do you want to look great all the time?
Yeah, exactly. So I think things like that can make people quite sad.
If you were born in 1996 or 97, you might have gotten social media from the time you were in middle school. The millennials didn't get it till college or later. And it's if you imagine, you know, imagine kids growing up and there's all kinds of inputs coming into them, and then suddenly around 2009 to 2011, in that period, we switched the inputs up so that now everyone is hyper-connected to their peers, massively sharing information among their peers, and evaluating each other, always, you know, clicking likes and evaluating things. This is a really rapid transformation in the fundamental fabric of socialization. So there's a lot of research on how boys and girls' social lives are different, and that's been known for a long time. So one of the clearest things is that boys and girls are actually equally aggressive. It's not that boys are aggressive and girls are nice. Like, no, not at all. They're equally aggressive. But boys are kind of socially clueless and physically aggressive. Their aggression is what we think of as bullying, physical bullying. But girls' aggression is relational. Girls are much more socially sophisticated. They have clear representations in their minds of everybody's relationships and how to manipulate them. So girls' aggression is social. When social media comes in, or rather when everyone has an iPhone or, you know, smartphone, what do? They stop punching each other and they join small teams to roam around virtual worlds killing other teams, which is actually fun. It's not particularly harmful. My son does it with his friends. It can get addictive, so you've got to put limits on it. But video games aren't nearly as harmful as we thought, and it's debatable how harmful they are. That's one piece. So that affects the boys. But it doesn't make them depressed. And if you think about it, after you do a video game, you go away and you're not replaying it in your mind like, oh God, if only I had shot him in the head. Like, you're not thinking that. Like, you can put it away. But social media is very, very different. So the girls spend a lot more time on social media. They can use it if they, it can hypercharge their aggression. It gives them the ability to damage other girls' relationships, to spread gossip or rumors or fake photographs, to do it anonymously with full deniability. So now girls can't escape bullying even on the weekends when they're out of school. So it really changes aggression. Also, girls are more sensitive to being left out or excluded. Everyone hates that. But social media lets you know who's where and with whom. And look, they're all having so much fun and I'm not there. So fear of missing out, fear of being left out hits girls harder. So for a variety of reasons, we think, the fact that the girls rate really begins to shoot up around 2012, 2013 is consistent with the fact that American teenagers and British teenagers really moved online between 2009 and about 2011, 2012. And then right after that, the rates go up.
I had a real problem with social media. So I was coming home at night after work, and I had a new baby girl in our home, and I couldn't focus on her. I kept stealing away to the pantry or sometimes, you know, the closet or the guest room to check my phone. And sometimes it was email, but sometimes it was something frivolous. And I just started to really notice that I couldn't help myself. I felt powerless, and I realized that the service is a drug, and it preys on our instincts. The more time you spend on Facebook, the more anxious you get, the more depressed you get. We know that the more time you spend on Facebook, there actually are physical changes in the brain. That part of the brain, the more I spend on social media, and it's not just Facebook, it's YouTube, it's Twitter, it's TikTok. The more time I spend on that, the smaller the gray matter is around that critical part of the animal brain. You know, I've done a lot of looking into the arc of cigarettes and the arc of public perception with cigarettes. And, you know, in the 20s and 30s, they were touted as not only neutral to your health, i.e. they're not gonna do anything bad to you. It actually was being touted as something that would aid in digestion. It's touted as something that would soothe your throat. And by the time the 60s came around, about 40% of Americans believed that cigarettes caused lung cancer. And some might say that's a big number. That sure seems small to me. And that ultimately has grown. And today, 90-95% of people, you know, are on the right side of science and believe that cigarettes causes cancer. And I think what we're learning about these services is there is a cost. There is a cost to spending 2.5 hours a day on social media. By the way, 10 years ago, we were spending 12.5 minutes a day. And now that's 2.5 hours. So it's gone up tenfold in 10 years. I believe that we are going to wake up over the course of the next 5, 10, 15 years and learn that overuse of social media is just incredibly corrosive to our own mental well-being and corrosive to society.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.